Gather general information on what the women's involvement was during the Second World War. I am interviewing my Nana Mavis Pratt, who lived in South Oakley at the time. How old were you when war in Australia began?
Well, I was 20 years old when the war began, and my fiancé and I were sitting in our terraplane car outside my home after having been to a dance. We had the radio on and we heard Mr. Chamberlain announce that England was at war with Germany.
What Victorian town did you live in at this time?
I was living in Oakley in Melbourne.
What type of feeling did you have when it was announced that Australia was involved in World War II?
As most people, my feeling was a cold feeling of despair.
Right. How did your family members react?
Much the same as we did.
What was your hometown like while the war was on?
As the time wore on and our boys were enlisted, etc., our whole world changed. I worked in a shoe sales and became the manageress of the store, and later there were no men in the store at all.
Did anyone close to you leave to fight in the war?
Well, my fiancé was called up in the army and my sister's fiancé was called up also.
What was their response to the war?
No one really wanted to leave home, but in those days orders were orders.
Do you believe that many men enlisted because of the propaganda, such as newspaper articles, cartoons, etc.?
Well, actually, propaganda is rather like good advertisements, and you are inclined to be brainwashed at the time, and of course everyone feels a loyalty to their own country.
Could you name some work women were involved in as World War II progressed?
Well, women worked in most phases of the workforce, such as driving buses and trains, making uniforms, and really anything men can do, women do better.
You might have a few people against that remark. What work were you involved in? How did you get this work?
By this time my husband became ill in the army and had been discharged medically unfit. 2 years later he enlisted in the printing section of the Air Force, B class. He felt much better back in uniform, as there were very few young men in civvies at the time, and many remarks and black looks were hurled his way on the way to his printing job in civvy clothes. I had two children by this time, but I visited the Caulfield Repatriation Hospital and talked and helped patients.
What work performed by the women did you think is most important whilst the war was on?
Well, I think every woman did her share in her own way.
Did you know of any women who refused to do work usually done by men?
No, I didn't know anyone who refused. Everyone was cooperative.
Did you know of any men who were against women doing any other work than domestic?
No, I didn't know any man in that category. It was an all-in effort.
Was there many happy times when the war was on? If so, what were they?
Well, loved ones coming home on leave and going to the dances, visiting soldiers who were stationed at Seymour and baking cakes, etc., to take up to them, enjoying letters from far places, and then, of course, there was the great sadness of times.
What is your feelings towards war now that you have lived through one yourself?
Well, now that I have lived through one, my deduction is this. It is a horrible waste of human life, and the problem could be settled around a table. It is just money and power. When my son was brought in, the sister brought him in and said, "Oh, you have a 20-day leaver. He'll make good gun fodder." How sick.
Is there anything you would like to add about women's efforts in World War II?
Oh, I think a bouquet to everyone, men and women. May there never be another. Here.
Thanks a lot, Nan, for doing the interview.
Oh, I think nothing of it.
Okay. That concludes our interview.